Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. Well, it's the middle of the morning, and Mortimer Meek, after driving Agatha and Louie down to a sale at Hammerschlager's department store, has just returned to the little white house with the green shutters.
Hello, Peggy, dear.
Hi.
Oh, there's a fine sun out. You know, I think it's going to be a nice day.
Your boss was just here, Daddy.
He was?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was a nice day. Say, what's this thing on our living room table?
Oh, Mr. Barker left that. It's a copper candlestick, and Paul Revere made it. He was a coppersmith, remember, and you know what he said?
The British are coming?
Oh, Daddy. I met Mr. Barker.
No.
He wants you to take this candlestick down to Bemelchus's antique and gift shop and sell it for him.
Why didn't he sell it himself?
Because you know Mr. Bemelchus and Mr. Barker doesn't. The old buzzard.
Now, Peggy, that's not nice. And I don't want to hear you call Mr. Barker an old buzzard again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. But you know, he expects you to get $50 for it. Imagine that.
$50? Why, the old buzzard. Where did he ever get the idea I could sell it for that much?
Well, I'm afraid it was my fault.
Peggy?
I was telling him how shrewd and clever and smart you are.
Well, you didn't have to exaggerate. You know, I think I've seen this candlestick before.
You have?
I've got it, Peggy. You remember that dinner at Mr. Barker's last summer?
Uh-huh.
Remember what everybody was staring at?
Uh-huh. Uncle Louie eating.
They were staring at this candlestick, too. And Mrs. Barker told us all about it.
Mm-hmm. For several hours.
Yeah, the Barkers bought it 10 years ago and was one of a pair made by Paul Revere. It isn't worth much by itself, Mrs. Barker said. But if they could ever find its twin, the two candlesticks together would be worth a great deal.
Daddy, Mr. Barker just hates this candlestick because his wife's been making him dig through so many antique shops looking for the second one.
So that's why he wants to get rid of this.
Uh-huh. And Mrs. Barker's out of town today, so he decided that this would be the perfect time.
Well, maybe it is, but $50? Why, it'll take a genius to get $50 out of Mr. Bembershaw's.
He will? Okay, Daddy, I'll get my coat and be right with you.
Now, maybe you think that a dish of piping hot tasty vegetables is just as wonderful as can be. But remember, there's always room for improvement. And in this case, the improvement is something mighty special. Just top those flavorsome vegetables with a rich cream sauce made with delicate, naturally flavored all-sweet margarine. Now, I can't begin to describe the savory goodness of this marvelous cream sauce, but if you want to see for yourself what a tremendous hit this dish makes, just watch your family's faces light up when they taste those dressed-up vegetables. Now, you can always count on smooth, creamy all-sweet to enhance the flavor and goodness of your favorite recipes. And as for a deluxe table spread, well, there just isn't anything that can beat All Sweet in real value. All Sweet's wonderfully delicious. It's economical as can be, and it's chock full of grand nourishment. Yes, ma'am, Swift and Company, experts with real know-how in the art of nutrition, fortify every glorious pound of All Sweet with at least 15,000 units of valuable vitamin A. So for cooking, baking, and spreading bread with delicious, nutritious goodness, always use All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Oh, boy, Hammerschlager sure is mobbed this morning.
It certainly is, Louie. Oh, look, there's Mortimer's boss. Hello, Mr. Barker.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Meek. You too, Leach.
Hiya, Barkey. Hey, get a load of that silly-looking handbag on the counter, will you?
Leach, I just bought that handbag for my wife.
Oh, beautiful, ain't it?
Why, Mr. Barker, I didn't know this was her birthday.
Oh, it's just a peace offering, Mrs. Meek. Otherwise, Bertie might walk out on me when she finds out I sold our Paul Revere candlestick.
Well, you ought to be glad to get rid of that old antique.
Leach, you are speaking of the woman I love.
I meant the candlestick.
Oh, I wish you'd said something sooner, Mr. Barker. I could have sold it to Dr. Furmish for you.
Dr. Furmish?
Yes. He saw it last summer at that dinner party you gave, and he admired it very much.
Yeah, he sure did. All during the roast beef.
He thought it was beautiful.
beautiful? Aggie, that roast beef was out of this world.
He said if it was ever for sale, he'd pay $60 for it.
Oh, he did, eh?
And them candied sweet potatoes. Oh, boy.
Look, Mrs. Meek, I left the candlestick for your husband to sell, but if he hasn't done so yet, you're welcome to let Dr. Flemish have it.
Oh, I am?
Of course you are.
Tender, juicy asparagus tips.
I want to sell that Paul Revere candlestick for as much as I can. And if I can get $60 for it, so much the better.
And strawberry pie a la mode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Louise.
Oh, that was delicious. Pass me them toothpicks, will you?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Bamershurst.
Good morning, Mr. Meek. And Peggy, is something I can do for you?
Yes, I want...
Good, good. I have here a beautiful Swiss music box, and to you I am making this special price, $4.98.
What's the regular price?
$4.98.
No, thanks, Mr. Bamershurst. We don't want to buy anything, but we've got something to sell to you.
Huh? Something to sell? What?
Well, if
one of those.
Huh? But
they are a dime a dozen.
But Mr. Bamershurst...
Nobody's buying them these days. Look around. I have a whole shop full of what do you have?
It's a copper candlestick.
And it was made by Paul Revere, personally.
Ah, well, why didn't you say so? $20.
It belongs to my boss, Mr. Barker.
$30.
And he...
$40. $50. $60. Not a cent more. That is my last and absolutely final offer. Take it or leave it.
Well?
$70.
All right, I'll take it.
Oh, but you drive a hard bargain with me.
You haven't even seen the candlestick yet.
Yeah, I know. Here's your money. $60, $70.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bamershurst. Give him the candlestick, Peggy.
Me? Well, I haven't got it, Daddy. I thought you brought it in.
No, I didn't. Well, run out the car and get it, will you, dear?
Okay, Daddy. Oh, where'd you put it, on the back seat?
Well, Peggy, I didn't put it in the car. I thought you did.
Oh, golly.
What is this? You have left my candlestick at home?
Oh, I'm afraid so, Mr. Bamershurst, but I'll drive back and I'll get it right away. It won't take me long.
Good. While we wait for your papa, Peggy, why don't you take another look at this music box? I am making this special price, $4.98, and believe me, it is a steal for $4.98.
Yes, I know, but who is doing the stealing?
Huh? Why, you little rascal.
Mr. Bamershurst, you've got some shenanigans up your sleeve.
Shenanigans? Oh, no, Peggy. Maybe once I have some shenanigans in the shop, but I sold every one of them.
You can't fool me. You are much too eager to buy that candlestick. What are you up to?
Well, Peggy, I do not know Mr. Barker, but I have heard all about that candlestick. And I happen to know that the other candlestick, the twin to this one, is right here in Civic Center.
What?
Ah, Peggy, listen. About 15 minutes ago, I am walking through Hammershaw's, and I hear a big, homely, dumb-looking man with a ferocious voice say he wants to sell his Paul Revere candlestick.
So that's it.
Yeah. Soon I will have both candlesticks, and then I will be rich.
And you got Mr. Barker some daddy for a measly $70.
Yeah.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Mr. Bamershurst?
Yeah, Peggy, I am ashamed. I should have got it for a measly $60.
Oh! Who was this man, anyway?
That I do not know yet, but I will find out. I just caught a glimpse of him in the crowd. I did not even see who he was talking to.
Mr. Bamershurst, may I use your phone?
My phone? Of course. And to you, Peggy, I am making this special price. It will only cost you a nickel.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bamershurst. Oh, golly. I've got to let Mr. Barker in on this before it's too late. Otherwise, he'll be sure to take it out on Daddy.
Hello,
Mr. Barker. This is Peggy Meek.
Yes, what is it?
Listen, Mr. Barker, I just found out that the other Paul Revere candlestick is right here in Civic Center. And the man who owns it wants to sell it.
He does? Oh, that's great.
But Daddy just sold yours to Mr. Bamershurst.
What? Oh, that idiot. What did he sell it to him for?
$70.
Well, you have to buy it back. Where is he now?
On his way home to get...
All right, I'll call him there. Now then, who is this man who wants to sell the other candlestick?
I don't know. Mr. Bamershurst saw him, and he said he was a big, homely, dumb-looking man.
Now, who could that be?
Maybe I could find out for you.
Say, maybe you could. Listen, Peggy, you find out his name and address for me, and I'll give you a brand new $5 bill with a picture of Abraham Lincoln on it.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Mr. Barker. But I've always had a special weakness for Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander? All right, $10 bill then.
Of course, it's Andrew Jackson I really love.
Oh, no, $10 at all, and try to make it snappy with you. I bet I'll get that candlestick from him for less than $50. The poor, dumb, homely mutt, whoever he is.
Oh.
We've got a surprise for you, Dr. Furmish. Look what we brought with us.
Oh, it's beautiful, gorgeous, exquisite. What is it?
Why, Dr. Furmish, don't you recognize Mr. Barker's candlestick?
Candlestick? Yeah, Doc. You know, Paul Revere made it. Oh, of course, of course. And how is the old boy these days?
Dead.
Oh, how nice. Dead. Oh, dear. Poor Mr. Barker.
No, no. Paul Revere.
Oh, poor Mr. Revere. Oh, say, did you know that Mr. Barker owns a candlestick he once made?
Yes, yes, Dr. Furmish. I've got it right here. We brought it over because you said you wanted to buy it.
Oh, so I did, so I did. I just love old, rare things. Always have, ever since I was a little boy and I saw an aunt of mine. Rare old things.
Dr. Furmish.
Hmm? Oh, yes, Mrs. Meek. I'll write Mr. Barker a check immediately. Now, let me see. Oh, yes, here's my checkbook and here's my fountain pen.
Hey, Aggie, did you see that? Doc remembered where he had them.
Oh, nothing wrong with my memory, Louie. Nothing at all. Now then, pay to the order of Walter... that's odd. I seem to have forgotten Mr. Barker's last name.
Mary, hello.
Meek Barker. Say, what's been keeping you?
Well, I just got home this minute, Mr. Barker, from Bemelschutz's. I got $70 for your candlestick.
You bungling fool. What stupid, idiotic thing made you sell that candlestick?
Well, you did, Mr. Barker. I mean, you told me to sell it.
Well, haven't you got a mind of your own? Well, the next time, don't do what I tell you.
Well, yes, Mr. Barker, the next time...
Shut up. Now, do what I tell you or I'll fire you. Buy that candlestick back.
Buy it back?
You heard me. Why didn't you call me when you found out the man who owned the other Paul Revere candlestick wanted to sell it?
Well, I guess I just didn't think. What am I saying? I didn't know that the candlestick who owned the other man, the man who owned the other candlestick, didn't want to sell it.
Don't give me that. If Peggy knew it, then you knew it too. But you stupidly sold mine anyway. Well, I don't care how much it cost you. Get it back.
Well, but suppose I can't.
Oh, you'll get it, Meek. Because if you don't get it, you'll get it.
Huh? If I don't get it, I'll get it? Oh, my gracious, you mean I'll get it.
Exactly. Listen, what did Bemelschutz do with my candlestick when you gave it to him?
I haven't given it to him yet. It's still here.
It is?
Yes.
Good. Bring it over here right away and then buy it back from Bemelschutz.
Well, but Mr. Barker...
Meek, if you don't have that candlestick here in 10 minutes, I'll take it and I'll wrap it around your skull.
Oh, no, Mr. Barker, please. You don't really mean that, do you?
No, I guess not, Meek. I wouldn't have a heart to wrap it around your skull. That candlestick's worth too much.
Yes.
There must be something less expensive and harder. Signed, ruthlessly yours, Walter Barker.
Oh, my. I better rush it over there before... Oh, my gracious. The candlestick. It's not here. It's gone. Oh, when Mr. Barker gets through with me, there's only one position I'll be able to fill. The horizontal position.
Gorgeous.
Uh-huh. Gosh, Green's drugstore always has the best hamburgers in town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is my treat, Uncle Louie.
Oh, no, Niecy. Nothing doing. I'm paying for it.
Oh, no, Uncle Louie. I'm buying.
Niecy, I insist.
Okay, you win.
Well, how about loaning me a dollar?
I might have known I was going to get stuck.
Oh, Peggy, I feel like a heel letting you pay for these hamburgers.
You do? Well, I'll bet Mr. Green would let you work some out.
Work? No, I'd rather feel like a heel.
Oh, well, I guess I can afford it. I'm going to make $10 today, and that's not peanuts.
Well, of course it ain't peanuts. It's hamburgers. About 40 or 50 of them. Say, how you getting this store?
Well, it has to do with this man I was telling you about. The one who wants to sell his Paul Revere candlestick.
Yeah.
You see, Mr. Bemelschutz just overheard him at Hammerschlagel's this morning.
Hammerschlagel?
Uh-huh. But he doesn't know who the man is.
He doesn't, huh? Well, I do.
You do? Well, what's his name? Quick, tell me.
Well,
no, write it down on this piece of paper. Otherwise, I might forget it. And his address, too. I'll go pay our checks, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, but it... Well, now, why in the world does she want me to... Oh, well, here goes. The silly goose name is Walter Barker, and he lives at 998 Mitchell Street. There.
Off like this, Uncle Louis, but I've got work to do.
But, Niecy, you haven't touched your hamburger yet. If you go running off, I'll have to eat it. So long, Niecy.
Bye, Uncle Louis. Oh, wait a minute. It's a piece of paper.
Oh, here you are. What are you putting it into your pocket for? You didn't even look at it.
Mr. Barker promised me $10 if I find out who that man was.
Mr. Barker?
Uh-huh. And I've got to give him his name and address right away so I can collect it.
But, Peggy. Wait a minute, Peg. Holy smoke, I got to stop her. If I don't, there's going to be one horrible tragedy. She
you'll never buy me another hamburger as long as I live.
These are the days of changes, all right, as autumn progresses toward winter. The sun sets earlier, the landscape changes from green to bronze and finally to barren trees. Oh, but gosh, why should I ramble on about changeable things when I can talk about All Sweet Margarine, that delightful table spread and cooking aid whose delicate natural flavor never changes come rain, snow, hail, or sleet. That's right, every day of every year, Swift & Company keeps a rigid control over the farm fresh materials that go into All Sweet. And every time a pound of rich, creamy All Sweet is produced, the Swift experts are right on the spot to make sure that the highest possible quality is maintained. That's why every savory pound of All Sweet always contains at least 15,000 units of valuable vitamin A. That's why All Sweet has the same delicate flavor, the same natural goodness in November that it has in the glowing days of June. So make it a point this very day to begin improving your favorite recipes, cutting down expenses, and adding essential nourishment to the family diet by adding All Sweet Margarine to your grocery list.
Mortimer! Peggy! Anybody home?
Hello, dear. Hello.
Mortimer? What? Oh, Mortimer, come off by that piano.
Agnes, I'm looking for something, and I've got to find it or I'll lose my job.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, maybe it's a...
No.
No, it isn't under the sofa.
No, didn't I?
And I don't see that...
No.
Oh. By the way, what are we looking for?
Mr. Barker's copper candlestick, dear.
Mr. Barker's copper?
Yes.
And Mortimer, I just sold that candlestick to Dr. Furmish.
Dr. Furmish? Oh, no, Agatha. I've already sold it to Mr. Bemelshuss.
Mr. Bemelshuss?
Yes.
But Mortimer, they can't both own it.
Agatha, they can't either one of them own it. Mr. Barker wants it back right away. Oh, what a mess.
He certainly is. Why can't that man ever make up his mind?
Man, I'll get it, dear. Hello?
Meek, you blundering, incompetent idiot. Where's that candlestick? Why haven't you brought it over here yet? How much longer do you think I'm going
to
wait? Well, pay nothing.
Goodbye. Agatha, that was Mr. Barker.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen, you've got to get that candlestick back from Dr. Furmish right away. I'm going over and try to reason with Mr. Bemelshuss.
Oh, I'll do my best, Mortimer, but what's it all about?
Mr. Barker said there was a man who owned the other Paul Revere candlestick, and he wanted... Oh, I don't know, dear. I'm all mixed up.
Well, I wish Mr. Barker would straighten you out.
Agatha, please. If we don't get that candlestick back, he's going to straighten me out with a lily clutched in my hand.
I'd have been here a lot sooner, Mr. Barker, but I took a shortcut through Hammerschlagel's.
Never mind that. Did you get the information I asked for?
Uh-huh. I've got the man's name and address right here on this piece of paper.
Great. Great. You know, Peggy, sometimes I wonder how you can be such a smart girl.
You do? Why? Look who I've got for a father.
Yes, I know. That's what puzzles me. Well, I better put this in my pocket.
Well, Johnny, aren't you even going to look at it?
Later, Peggy. I haven't got time now. Your mother just phoned me. She's recovered my candlestick, and I'm going after it right away before anything else happens to it. Oh, yes. Here's your $10.
Oh, thank you. Oh, gosh. Oh, Mr. Barker, you're the most generous man I know. I saw some beautiful dresses at Hammerschlagel's for $18.95.
Now, don't try to soft soap me, young lady. $10 is all you get.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of trying to soft soap you, Mr. Barker. Why, you've got too much character and willpower to let anybody turn your head with flattery.
Oh, nonsense. Do you really think so?
Of course I do. You know, you remind me of Napoleon and Alexander the Great. And you look like an older Gregory Peck in profile.
Peggy, here's another $10 for you.
Oh.
I've got to hand it to you. You're a very shrewd judge of character. Ah, my candlestick. Thank you, Mrs. Meek.
Ah, oh, you're welcome, Mr.
Now to buy the yellow one. I've got to get the man's name and address on this piece of paper. Oh, now let me see. The silly goof's name is Blasting Blazes.
Oh, my, what a peculiar
Great
name.
Great Scott and Suffering Sunfish.
Hey, Mr. Parker, what's the matter?
What's the matter? Mrs. Meek, I'm the silly goof. And I gave her $20. Well, she can't make a fool of Walter Barker and get away with it. When I catch up with her, I'll show her.
Dear me, now what was that all about? Oh, well, I think I'll slip out the back and go visit Mrs. Martin next door for a while. Maybe it'll cool off in here by the time I get back.
Well, Mr. Bimble just wasn't at his shop, and he wasn't at his home either. I just can't imagine where he... Well, for goodness sake. Well, there he is, in front of the house.
Ah-ha,
Mr. Meek. Who? Mr. Bimble Church, what are you doing over here?
I have come to make sure I get the candlestick I bought from you.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. You're nobody's fool.
Oh, that is true. Nobody wants me.
And now listen, Mr. Bimble Church, I'd like to buy that candlestick back.
All right, I sell it to you. We bargain, no?
Now, please don't argue, Mr. Bimble Church. I've got to get it back, or I've got to get it back. You what? You sell it to us?
Yeah, and to you, Mr. Meek, I make this special price, $69, drastically reduced from $70.
Here you are.
Ah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Eh? What's that? What's that for? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Just what did you put over on me?
Well, Mr. Meek, you don't think for 1 minute that I, Bimble, just pulled a fast one on you, do you?
Well, didn't you?
Of course I did. You should have been here a few minutes sooner.
Well, I would have been, but there was a lot of traffic and I got held up.
Held up? Mm. Ah, you got robbed.
Robbed?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean?
I mean somebody stole the candlestick.
What?
I was coming down the sidewalk when he ran out of your house with a candlestick wearing a brown suit. I mean, he was wearing a brown suit. The candlestick was there. Yes. Anyhow, he jumped in his car and drove away very fast.
Oh, my gracious. I've got to call the police right away. Did you get a good look at his license plate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well.
It had numbers.
Numbers, sure.
Yes. Numbers. The car was orange and blue.
It was orange.
Oh, orange and blue.
Look, what did he look like?
Oh, he was a big... homely, dumb-looking man. I've seen him once before.
You have? Where? When?
This morning at Hammerschlager's. Yes, the owner of the other Paul Revere candlestick.
Aha! So that's why he stole it. Now he's got both of them. Well, I'll fix his wagon.
Wagon? He did not have a wagon, Mr. Meek. He was driving a car.
I'll phone a description of him and of the candlestick to the police right away. And if they catch him, this is one time Mr. Barker's going to be proud of me.
Yeah, Peggy, he stole the candlestick, but your papa patched his buggy up.
Patched his buggy up?
I mean, he fixed his wagon.
Oh.
He called the police and they arrested the man.
Well, good for Daddy. Where is he now?
On his way down to the police station. Oh. Well, I must be running. Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Bamelshirt.
Hey, Niecy.
Huh?
Hey, Niecy.
Oh, hi, Uncle Louie.
Oh, gosh. Honest, Niecy, it wasn't my fault. I tried to tell you, but you gave me the slip.
Tried to tell me what?
That the guy Bimmelshaw seen at Hammerschlager's this morning was old man Barker.
What?
Yeah, it was Barker's name and address I wrote on that piece of paper for you.
No.
Oh, Peggy, you didn't give that piece of paper to Barker for $10, did you?
No, I didn't, Uncle Louie.
Oh, what a relief.
I gave it to him for $20.
$20? Oh, murder. I bet he's out looking for you right now.
Oh, no, he isn't, Uncle Louie. Daddy accidentally had him arrested and he's in jail.
Jail? Oh, there goes Morty's job and my meals. Oh, why does everything have to happen to me?
Now, let's see. That police sergeant said he was in the third cell on the left
Daddy,
side.
Daddy, wait!
Huh? Peggy, what are you doing here?
To tell you. Listen, that man they arrested.
Yes, dear. I know. He's locked up in a cell. Oh, I wish Mr. Barker were here.
You wish he were here?
Yes.
Oh, that's just it, Daddy. He is here.
He is? Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
But Daddy.
I bet he's proud of me, too. When he sees me, he'll probably say,
You imbecile. You moron. You blithering idiot.
Oh, my gracious, Mr. Barker.
What's the big idea, Meek? Is this your idea of a joke? Well, haven't you got anything to say for yourself?
Well, I don't know what to say, Mr. Barker. I'm so flabbergasted, I can't talk. I'm speechless, speechless. That's all I am. I'm absolutely speechless.
All right, you're speechless. Now shut up and get me out of here. If you don't, I'll break every bone in your head.
And if I do?
I'll break every bone in your head anyway.
Oh, look out, Daddy, don't stand too close to the cage.
And as for you, young lady...
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Barker.
You made a fool out of me. You swindled me.
Now, look, if she's done anything wrong, Mr. Barker, I'll see to it that she's punished.
Meek, how can you suggest such a thing? Don't you dare punish this child. Let me do it.
Oh, I think I'll be going now. Bye.
Well, Meek, what are you waiting for? Get me out of here.
Well, I don't think I should, Mr. Barker.
What? Why, you...
Then I'll please, Mr. Barker, your temper. Try counting to 10.
Don't worry, Leek. When I get out of here, I'll count to 10, all right. But believe me, you are going to be out for a much longer count than that.
Oh, my head.
Oh, poor Daddy. Oh. Here, put this cold towel on it.
Hey, Morty, where did this copper candlestick come from?
Mr. Barker just made me a present of it, Louis.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. How'd you get that big lump on your noggin?
I forgot to duck when he presented the candlestick.
You mean he give you a hit in the head with it?
He certainly did. He said I brought him nothing but trouble, and so did the candlestick, and he never wanted to see either of us again.
Oh, I just hope he never wants to see me again either.
Yeah, come in. Mr. Barker. Mr. Barker.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Yes, I brought you this package.
Does it tick?
Oh, no. It's a box of candy, Peggy. I'm sorry I spoke so harshly to you before. And, Meek.
Yeah, now, you keep away from me, Mr. Barker.
Meek, believe me, Meek, I'm awfully sorry I hit you on the head with that candlestick.
You are?
Honestly, deeply, sincerely sorry. I hope I didn't hurt it.
My head?
No, the candlestick.
Oh.
Meek, old man, I've got to have it back right away.
Oh, so that's it, huh? Well, Barker, you gave it to Morty and he ain't letting you have it back.
But it's important. It's a matter of life or death.
It is, huh? Well, Morty is dying to have his job back.
Of course, he has it.
And he only lives for his next pay raise.
Yes, of course.
Well, what he really needs is 2 weeks off with pay to recuperate from his accident.
Anything, Meek, anything.
Well, in that case, then, Mr. Barker, the candlestick is all yours. But why is it so important that you have it back? I thought you said you never wanted to see it again.
Yes, I know. But then my wife got back to town.
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand.
Meek, she found it. She found the other Paul Revere candlestick today and brought it back with her.
Say, did you know that there are enough tasty sandwich fillings on the market for you to make a different kind of sandwich practically every day in the year? That's right. But no matter what you do for variety's sake in sandwich fillings, here's one thing you want to be consistent about. Always spread those sandwiches good and plenty with All Sweet margarine. All Sweet's not only good and mighty economical, but spread generously from crust to crust, it actually doubles the food energy of a slice of bread. So whether you buy margarine that's already colored, as you may do if you live in one of the many states whose laws permit it, or whether you buy regular white margarine, if you want a margarine you can always depend on, get All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Oh, Mortimer, I just come from Mrs. Barker's house, and I've got the most wonderful news.
You have? What is it, dear?
Well, Mrs. Barker told me what that awful husband of hers did to you.
Hmm.
And then she said she wanted to buy the candlestick back from us. But I absolutely refused to sell it to her.
You refused to sell it to her?
Of course. And Mortimer, when I refused to sell her the candlestick, she sold me the one that she had. See? Isn't it a beauty?
Oh, no.
Meet the Meek stars Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Bob Piron and produced and directed by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.